Good morning, everyone. This Wednesday morning brings decisive results in some political contests around the country, much less than decisive in some others.
That's right.
We've got a lot of voices here. Let's begin in Kentucky, where Rand Paul had a victory in the GOP primary for the Senate yesterday. Listen.
It's been a marvelous ride. We've been a year into this, but tonight's a great victory, and I thank you all.
It was decisive in Pennsylvania for Joe Sestak, who defeated Arlen Specter. This is what he sounded like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Considerably less upbeat for the defeated Senator Arlen Specter.
It's been a great privilege to serve the people of Pennsylvania.
But not anymore. And out in Arkansas, Senator Blanche Lincoln faces a runoff, and she didn't sound very happy about it.
There have been millions of dollars spent by outsiders, and this campaign has turned into something that is not Arkansas. It's not who we were. It's not who our parents raised us to be. We want to get back to what it means to be an Arkansan.
What does it mean to be a candidate in any of these primaries? Here to help us talk about it is Tony Norman, once again, columnist and associate editor for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, John?
And Roby Bach is editor of TalkBusiness.net, covering politics and business in Arkansas. Pretty interesting result out in your state. Roby, good morning.
Good morning to you, John.
So let's begin, Tony, with what one of your colleagues, news director at WHYY in Philadelphia, Chris Cetullo, said on this program last week.
I think that Arlen Specter is going to lose on Tuesday.
He was right. If it was a foregone conclusion, Tony Norman, was this about Arlen Specter, or does this have broader implications for the nation?
I think it was primarily about Arlen Specter here because, I mean, let's look at this thing very pragmatically, as most Pennsylvanians do. Do you really want to give a six-year job to a tired, slightly opportunistic 80-year-old? I mean, it really doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
So let's look at the 12th district race, the special election, which really did pit an incumbent sort of Democrat in John Murtha's district against a GOP candidate who was very, very well financed. The Democrat won. What does that mean? Tony? Well, let's go to Arkansas. Roby Bach, Blanche Lincoln not happy about a runoff. Not a decisive result in Arkansas. What are the people of your state saying this morning?
Well, I haven't talked to too many of them this morning, but last night and deep into the night, I think there was genuine shock. I think everybody kind of sensed that Blanche Lincoln might have been gaining a little bit of her footing back in the last, you know, week to 10 days of the race. And the anti-incumbent mood is alive and well in Arkansas. I mean, Bill Halter was within 2 percentage points of her, and I think that we all expected a little bit more distance between Lincoln and Halter. If it did go to a runoff, there was a lot of talk in the last 2 to 3 days that she might still squeak this thing out by 50% plus one or,
wow,
you know, 15.5%. So it definitely, there was some shock and surprise last night.
You know, she was talking about money from outside of the state. What money and where and who? Any sort of sense of that?
Well, Bill Halter, her challenger, has been supported greatly by four major labor unions. AFL-CIO, SEIU, and some other groups have spent a lot of money in here on third-party ads against her, supporting Bill Halter. And they've been on the ground here, you know, helping him with his ground game to in a tremendous spot. And you could see where that paid off. Arkansas is not a not a big labor state, and we've got pockets of labor support everywhere. And he did very well in a lot of those counties where there is big industry, parts of that state where there are a bunch of labor groups. He did very well. He did well in some other parts of the state too that are really Blanche Lincoln's home turf. So she's really got her work cut out for her in the runoff. I would not want to be holding the cards that she's got this morning.
Well, Roby Bach, does this momentum then continue for the next 3 weeks, or does the fear of, hey, wait a minute, there was a surprise here, cause some sort of bounce back?
I honestly think that her supporters are going to be disillusioned with the results last night, because they were very much expecting to be closer to 50% than they were, if not getting over that threshold. And his folks are going to be jubilant
wow.
today and highly motivated to go forward in this runoff.
So the question is, how does Halter do in the general, which bears on whether the Democrats hold this seat? And if he does win in November, is he an anti-Obama Democrat going to the Senate?
Well, I don't think he's an anti-Obama Democrat. As a matter of fact, you know, everybody's tried to paint him to the left of Lincoln. So, if anything, he might be perceived as more of an Obama Democrat. But Obama came out and cut radio ads for Blanche and did a mailer with her in this primary. So, I don't think it was done very well. I don't think it was very well executed. But he is riding the theme of change. If you don't like what is happening in Washington, D.C., vote for me. Mm. And so I think people not knowing – he's only been on our political scene for 4 years as lieutenant governor, and he still does not have universal name ID. So he was introducing himself to voters in this cycle, whereas Blanche Lincoln's been there for – 2 terms, and she served 2 terms in Congress before that. She's been around for 18 years.
The name of Halter will be in all caps, certainly this week. Roby Bach, editor of TalkBusiness.net, covering politics and business in Arkansas, where Blanche Lincoln faces a runoff against Lieutenant Governor Mr. Halter. Tony Norman is back with us. Take us out. Tell us about that 12th district race that I mentioned earlier. How significant is that as a message to Washington? And what about African Americans and the voters who didn't support Arlen Specter? Where do they go from here?
The folks who didn't support Arlen Specter will very happily get behind Joe Sestak because, if anything, he is he's actually a more purebred Democrat. He was someone that understood their issues from the very beginning. African Americans would be very happy with whatever the outcome is, whether it was on Joe Sestak or Arlen Specter. As for the 12th, that was very significant for Democrats because it's a district that leans heavily. Its registration is heavily Democratic, but it leans Republican.
Very, very conservative. Yeah, and again, it faced a Republican faced a Democrat there in the 12th district. Tony Norman, columnist and associate editor for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Maybe
thanks so much.
I should have saved the.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.